Today is Tuesday, January 14th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Shop for Travel Day. It's also Ratification Day. National Dress Up Your Pet Day. And National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. I don't really have anything for any of those. We don't dress up Sydney. I don't think she would even wear it if we did. I don't guess I would turn down a pastrami sandwich, but I don't know that I've ever ordered one or had one. I guess National Shop for Travel Day is one that makes sense. I asked ChatGPT earlier if it could search the web and make a list of cruises that are available in specific months with Royal Caribbean, Caribbean destinations, and I wanted ports of call, ship name, ship class, dates in a table, and it did it. But then I got to thinking, you know, sometimes this information is made up. And so even though the putting together of the list is faster with ChatGPT, I feel like I'm going to have to go and verify that all of those exist. So I don't know how much time that actually saves. But I did put together a list very quickly. It completely could be wrong, because I have not checked to see if it was wrong yet. So let's talk about the elephant in the room. I released Monday's episode late. I'm releasing Tuesday's episode late. I'm behind because here's what happened. I recorded Monday's episode Sunday night, but I was recording it and I was like, okay, I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to edit it from downstairs because I can remote into my computer from my iPad. And most of the things that I do, I can do on the iPad. I can remote into all of my computers. That's just something because my iPad Pro is smaller. I can take it on trips. Also, when we're sitting and watching television, it's easy to just prop the iPad up on the arm of the couch. And my laptop is heavy and the plug is heavy and the battery doesn't last very long because it's a gaming laptop. And I don't want to bring a full-size desktop, and sometimes I need a desktop performance with what I'm doing, and so, but I want to sit downstairs with Mark, and I want to watch TV or whatever, so I do it on my iPad. So anyway, I took my iPad downstairs, and I was going to do the editing, because it's just a little bit of editing, and I can even hear sound through the iPad, although I can't edit video that way, because there is a little bit of lag. And so one of the things when I edit the video is I have to make sure the lips are in sync with the audio. And I can't do that on the iPad because the audio is lagged. Or the video, one of the two. There's a difference, is what I'm saying. There's latency there. But I can edit audio on just an audio-only podcast because I can hear it. And it basically passes through the audio from the computer through this remoting software that I use to the iPad. So the quality shouldn't be affected. So anyway, and I don't have to listen to too much because the things that I do don't really involve me having to listen. I just trim the beginning and the end to remove silence, do a little leveling, and all that's automated by Adobe Audition. And so anyway, I was going to do that. Well, for some reason, I forgot to stop the mixer recording. Then I get downstairs and I start to try to remote into the computer, and I was having problems remoting. We've been having network issues and stuff like that. And so ever since it snowed and we had a couple of power outages, I've been having some networking issues. And so I don't know what is going on. Like, I've rebooted routers. I've rebooted the Wi-Fi mesh thing. I have done all of that. I am not a networking expert. I have wires running through the walls, but for whatever reason, I don't have Ethernet cables hooking into all of my computers. And so I need to fix that. I think I need a switch for under my desk that has more. I can't remember. I need to crawl down there and see what's going on. But so anyway, it was having problems, and I got hungry for my second dinner. Which, again, I just ate the same thing we had for dinner. I just ate half of it for dinner and then half of it. Because that's what I'm trying now to reduce my calories, is just eating a smaller dinner, eating maybe half of what I would normally eat. And then when I get hungry at 9 o'clock, eating the rest of it. We'll see if that works. I don't know. Because I'm, for whatever reason, late at night, I'm getting the I just need to snack. So I did that, and then I forgot that I needed to edit. So in the morning, when I was like, oh, crap, I didn't post the show. Well, I had to work in the office on Monday, so I didn't have time. So I thought, I'll remote from the office. I remoted in from the office, and I figured out that I had never turned the recording off. So it had been recording for 12 hours or something. And the file was so large, to move it from the mixer to the, it was just a nightmare. I could have trimmed it on the mixer. There is some rudimentary, but I couldn't. I was at the office. So anyway, bottom line is I put it out late. I had to wait until I got home because I couldn't do anything else. And then I didn't feel like recording today. So I was like, oh, I'll do that in the morning. Well, then I had actual work to do this morning. Because January is our month that we do all our planning for the beginning of Q1. And so I have a lot of work. So I didn't do it. And so now I'm recording Tuesdays and I'm going to post this. And I don't know if I'm going to feel like recording Wednesdays. So this might happen for the remainder of the week until I get back on track, basically. Because I am just off track. So one thing I was doing Sunday was just finalizing the ham map stuff for Big Fatty. And I've enjoyed doing it. I'm going to continue working on it because A, he has some more features that he wants. And B, I'm not completely happy with everything as it is. One thing that I found is it's already got, and I know he's talking about it on his show, so I don't want to take up his content, but he has, I don't know, 40 pins or something like that already, which is great. But one thing I noticed is people who are uploading their images, for whatever reason, some people's images are oriented incorrectly. And so I click on a pin and I get this sideways image of someone's face. So A, I don't know if I should go in and just fix those behind the scenes. I probably will, because it bothers me. But then I was thinking, well, do I need to add a feature so that I show them what their image is going to look like and give them the ability to rotate and crop when they're uploading the image? So that might be something that I want to look at for a future update. Mainly because it bothers me. I don't know. But it's mostly working. I know that I listened to Big Fatty's show today, and apparently Gay Country Boy Wes, the pin was put in a lake, which I'm looking at that now, and yes, it's right in the middle of the lake. But the goal was to not put actual addresses, and this is Google Maps API, so it wasn't me, Wes. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys at some point tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.